brought that missile back to Montana. Minivan. He ran in a minivan. Strapped it up there with furniture straps.
I'll call this meeting to order. It's a special meeting of the Oceano Community Services District. It is June 15th, 2012. The meeting was agendized for 3 o'clock. However, it is 3:26 p.m. and June 15th, again, 2012. If I can get a roll call, Carolyn.
Director Angelo?
Here.
Director Hurdle?
Here.
President Guerrero?
Here.
Vice President Lucy?
Here.
Flag salute.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
By way of background, my proposal today is what we'll do is we'll take comments from the candidates. We have 4 candidates, 3 of whom are present this afternoon. One of them is Giselle Naylor, an Oceano resident. The other one is Bill Senna, an Oceano resident. Karen White, resident of Halcyon, which is within the Community Service District of Oceano, of course, and Jennifer Blackburn, an Oceano resident. And Mr. Senna advised that he had a conflict. We'll put those people down when the nominations closed. We will then go to voting. Does anybody have any questions or suggestions regarding that procedure? Okay. Thank you. Mr. Senna, would you like to, we're going to have public comment first.
Right.
I apologize. Is there public comment this
afternoon? Yeah, we have Jeff Edwards.
Mr. Edwards?
Thank you, Mr. President, board members. Good afternoon. My preference would be to make my remarks following the candidate's presentation. Is that acceptable?
Yeah, that was my proposal, actually, was that we have them speak, and then if there's public comment after they speak, then we would...
That would be my preference, too. Thank you.
Is there any other public comment, Manager Giesel?
No, there's not.
Okay. With no further ado, Mr. Senna.
Good afternoon, Mr. President, members of the board. My name is Bill Sun. I live in Oceano and have for a great number of years. Just a little background, I spent a career in the military. In 1974, I retired as a master sergeant. I came back into the Five Cities area. Went to work for the post office in San Luis Obispo, got transferred to Santa Barbara, worked my way through the chains. Became postmaster of Oceano, served there for about 8 or 9 years. During that time, the Oceano Community Service District was formed, and their office was just down the street from the post office, along those buildings where between the post office and the grocery store. Excuse me. I think I was elected to this second group that served after 2 years on the board. There was George Allen. I think Rick Searcy might have been on that at the time. And then, of course, Dave came a little bit later on that. But we did a lot of things. We didn't have this building, so we had our meetings in the Oceano or Cienega Seabreeze Mobile Home Park. And we used their clubhouse for a meeting for quite a while. We come up with some money to build this facility, and I was on the board at that time. Pretty good for that, but during my time on the board, I've had opportunity to serve the community on the Airport Land Use Commission at the county level. I've been on and off of the South County Sanitation Board several times, but the Zone 3 is kind of controlled by the county, and everyone else is just advisory, unless it changed a lot. I was on the board when we took on a very controversial issue called state water, and today we have that, and I believe it's been a benefit, and you're probably selling some of that or made arrangements with some of the other communities. I've served over the years on the Oceano Improvement Association, which I believe is no longer active. But when it was active, it kind of served as a chamber. We didn't have enough businesses, so all of us took turns being president of the group, and at one time we were able to get some property down on Railroad Street, and we were able to get a developer, Mr. Dave Angelo, to build the community center, South County Senior Center, which was pretty good. I served two terms on the Lucy Amar School Board, and on my last term, I was approached by many of the people from the community to run for OCSD, which I did, and that caused a conflict with the school board, so I only served 7 years there. We had it all worked out, but all of a sudden they decided that Oceano sold water to Oceano Elementary School. Therefore, that's where the conflict came in. We didn't anticipate that. I could always step down on the budget or on the at that point, but that didn't happen. I had a great friend here by the name of Harold Guyton, who of course is gone, and also provided the pictures that you have behind you. And I helped Harold. We would go to Sacramento quite a bit over the depot issue, and we got it into some. We weren't able to get a historical monument, but we got a historical mention of some type with the depot. And again, I've done a lot of things, and I would like to jump back in if I can. And does anybody have any questions of me?
No, but I've known Bill for a long time, and he has put a lot of time, energy, and years into the community and everywhere else he lives.
Thank you, sir, for everything that you've done.
And thank you for letting me speak first so I can get back.
The last 50 years of my life, I've been on the other side as a newspaper reporter, as an observer, as a critic. My interest in this board has grown and grown and grown. And I said I would apply, and then I sat in on the reaffirming Oceano, and I got a real education in just a couple of 3 or 4 days. The Oceano, the group, the engineering group, and all the advisors kept talking about, you can do this for Oceano, you can do this for Oceano, you can do this for Oceano. This board can't do a lot of that stuff for Oceano. You guys are really in the middle and in the hot seat. When it floods, you're blamed, but it's not your responsibility. And you can't make the improvements. So I really see the difficulty in sitting in this seat. I think I could be of service on this board. And I also think I could, maybe I was thinking about your bylaws, your new bylaws allow for committees. And I was wondering, I know there's been Oceana Improvement, Oceana Chamber of Commerce, Oceana this, and I wonder if this board, through committee processes, could come up with some other systems that would allow the board to expand their service to the community, other than streetlights and sewer and water. And anyway, that's all I have to say, other than I think you know me and I know you guys. Thank you.
Thank you, Karen. Mr. Edwards is shaking his head. No.
Actually, our next speaker should be Giselle Naylor, but it's noted that she's absent, but she would have been the second speaker.
Okay.
Or third speaker in line.
And
we drew straws, and she.
I think
not
the
here.
Minutes should reflect that she was not present at the
she's
meeting.
She's not present. She was scheduled to speak.
Mr. Edwards does not have any questions for Giselle Naylor. Jennifer Blackburn. Here earlier in the week, so.
Hi, thank you. Jennifer Hi. Blackburn of Oceano, Ocean Street. I'm definitely new to this process, but I am excited to have the opportunity to speak before you and present myself around here. I have had the opportunity to volunteer in multiple ways. I have been the refreshments committee leader and secretary for the Oxnard Gem and Mineral Society. many years ago in Oxnard, California. I have been a local church small group leader for adults and for youth. I have had the opportunity to be team mom for the AG Valley Little League, and also have had the opportunity to volunteer at Trivium Charter School this past year as in the classroom and for events, and also helping to develop a curriculum lending library for the school. So, and that's been a real pleasure. I feel like I bring an excitement and enthusiasm in getting to know the ins and outs of the district. I'm really excited about getting to know that. I am self-motivated and very thorough. I look at all aspects of an issue, both sides, to try to make the best decision that I can for all that are involved. I really have a heart to participate in the community, and I feel like this role will really play to my strengths, which, as mentioned before, would be the decision-making, just very thorough, working well with others, acting as a liaison, for example, for the community and other agencies around, and also considering others' needs before making choices. So I thank you for your time. Welcome any questions if you have any.
Thank you, Ms. Blackburn. Why don't we do our last call for public comment?
Public comment, please.
Yeah. And then if there's any questions that he has that the candidates would like to address, we'll let them, and then we'll take board questions, I think. And
thank you, President Guerrero. Again, good afternoon, board members. My name is Jeff Edwards. You have a good group of candidates here to select from. I've reviewed the letters of application that were submitted and listened to the oral remarks. Two candidates jump out in my mind, having reviewed the materials, and those are Ms. Jennifer Blackburn and Karen White. And in considering those two individuals, I believe Karen White probably has the greatest number of credentials at this time. She attends many of the meetings, if not all of them. She has an extensive history, and I don't believe she's beholden to anyone, especially the County of San Luis Obispo. And she also appears to be very well written.
Board questions. We have two candidates left in the room.
I have questions for both. If you were appointed, would you run for election in November?
Thank you, Jennifer Blackburn. It is definitely an option. I am looking forward to the possibility of using this opportunity to see what the time commitment is. That's something that I was hesitant about, knowing that there were options open for the fall. My family is a very big priority for me, and I don't want to do this at the stake, at their loss. And so I would love the opportunity to take this time and to try out the position. So hopefully, yes, but I would have to see. Thank you.
Thank you, Ms. Blackburn. Is that Mr. Edwards' card?
That's Mr. Edwards' card. The police are out there.
Can we close the door?
Is that the car? No, he's going out. No, there's somebody in it.
Yeah. There's somebody in his car.
Yeah.
Oh.
Looks like somebody's in it.
Somebody left a baby in the car.
Are you kidding?
Yeah.
Ms. White? Sorry, we got distracted by the car alarm. The question was, would you consider running for the board?
Yes, I would consider running for the board. I think it depends. I have plenty of time to give to this job. I have very few other commitments, and they're ending. It's going to depend on whether I feel like I actually can contribute, and that's going to be the whole thing. If I don't think in 6 months I can contribute, then I wouldn't run. But I definitely would run. Does that answer it? And I'm just deciding that. I didn't know that yesterday. Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
I just have a comment. Jennifer, I know exactly what you're talking about because I went through that with my kids and my husband being involved for like 16 years, and that was always an issue that, it was my responsibility to take care of the time when he was gone for the business and everything else. And it is a big responsibility. And you do have sometimes odd times that you have meetings or extra meetings. And you also have the committee meeting assignments that you go to and stuff too. And a lot of those are in the middle of the day. So I do understand what you're talking about.
Are for the board and what you're, how familiar you are with the services that we do provide the people of Oceano.
I am becoming familiar with that. I have been trying to read all the documents that I can. I'm in the middle of the annual report for the NCMA. Mm-hmm. And so I'm trying to familiarize myself with everything, and I hope, too, that if I am appointed, that I would be able to come up alongside you guys and learn very much from you.
And so that kind of leads me into my second question to you. Say if you weren't selected tonight, would you be interested in continue participating, or what do you think?
Yes.
How would you handle that?
Yes, I am. And I would still plan on coming to the meetings and would actually be interested in, somebody mentioned at the board meeting about citizens being part of the committees, so I was thinking that I would be involved in that, or okay. Try to, you know.
So you try to stay involved,
definitely, because I still would like to do it in the future, even if it's many years down the road, you know.
So, right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Great. Thanks.
Thank you.
Okay. Would that be?
Is there any other questions? Not being any other questions, let's move to the next one. Next part of the agenda.
Is
not agenda,
more?
But a call for nominations.
So we have two candidates here and two candidates not here. Mm-hmm. I'll recall them out one more time. We have Mr. Giselle Naylor. We have Mr. Bill Senna. We have Karen White. And we have Ms. Jennifer Blackburn.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Right. And, you know, I agree. I'm really glad that we have Karen White, and I'm really glad that we have Jennifer mm-hmm. Blackburn. And I hope,
yes.
I hope both of you are back in the fall. I really do. I know Karen will be here. And Jennifer, or Ms. Blackburn, I hope that you're here as well in the fall as well. And I would encourage both of you to run. We are going to have four open seats.
Three.
Three?
No. The only one that's left.
Three. Three seats, correct. Going through a similar process in the past, right, there was some mishaps and the water got a little murky on when you're voting for candidates, that it is, you know, you give a yes or no and that you don't abstain from a vote because you're voting for a seat versus some other board action. Am I correct? Will you restate that correctly?
Yes, you vote, you don't abstain unless there's a reason to abstain, and if there is a reason to abstain, you state the reason at the time you abstain.
Okay.
But you guys probably should have stated it already. So
but because it's an appointment, you have to vote either
vote.
Yes or no.
Yes.
Okay. I have no reason to abstain. I don't think any of us do.
No, but it has happened.
And we have a quorum this time, so
yes,
there's four of us up here. So we need three.
We need three.
As far as comments, I'm very pleased. I'm very impressed. I look forward to working with both of you at whatever level I can.
Me too.
You know, it's always encouraging. I would say I'm the newest one here, but actually you're the newest one here. And I didn't know what I was getting into. I didn't know how much time was involved. I didn't know how much responsibility was going to be involved, but we've come a long way, mm-hmm. and it's an organization that I'm proud to be involved in, and that I feel protective of. I feel protective of our staff. I feel protective of our manager, and a little bit of our legal counsel. But it's an organization I'm proud to be involved in, and so I take it. I'm pleased that each of you have applied to be here.
Well, What I like is the fact that both of you are very, very good candidates for different reasons. And because we are evolving as a board and as a community, it's neat to know that we have people that will step forward that you can have confidence in. And like you, Matt, I want to work with either one of you in any capacity that we possibly can because of the energy, the insight, and the, you know, just that you bring to the table.
And the uncommon sense. So that's.
I sit on this board, and so that's kind of a gauge for me that, you know, we're moving in the right direction. Mm-hmm. So I just want to thank you for stepping forward and wanting to sit on this board. Sometimes it's a hard place to be, but, you know, it makes you stronger, you know. And I'm glad that I was able to know that even after 50, I still could learn, you know, because the amount that I've learned in the last 4 years is just incredible. I had no idea. I certainly didn't know what I was getting into, but but now I'm hoping to really take what I've learned in the last four years and apply it, you know. So thank you for coming. It really does mean a lot to us.
I'll accept nominations then at this point.
Okay, so I am asking for the board to come forward with a nomination for the recent board vacancy.
I will nominate Ms. White.
And do we second the nominations?
Yes, we need a second.
Do you accept my second?
Second by Director Lucy. Okay, do we have any other nominations? No more nominations from the board. Okay, with that, I will close the nominations. We have only Karen White nominated, seconded by Director Lucy, and therefore, on the following roll call for appointment to director, we're doing the roll call vote. So, Director Angelo.
Yes.
Director Hurdle.
Yes.
Director Guerrero.
Yes.
Director Lucy.
Yes.
That's 4-0. Appointing Karen White to the vacant seat of the Oceano Community Service District.
We do the second.
It's okay. Okay. I would like to personally extend an invitation for you to join the Finance Committee and be one of my. Thank you.
Great. Thank you.
And our numbers are listed. Call us. She doesn't answer, but I'll tell you that.
I answer. I'm just not coherent.
You got to call her before about 5 in the evening, but. But really, we do appreciate. We hope we see you in November and between now and then as well. It's been a pleasure these last few weeks getting to meet you.
It happens all day
and time. And you realize that in November there will be 3 seats available.
Yeah.
And I can't urge you enough to please, you know.
Yeah. Oh, it'll get better.
Yes.
Yeah, there's a lot. And actually, she has been coming into the office and trying to learn, and she's been very, very, she's requested tours of the sanitation district in our field, so I anticipate she's going to be a very active, positive fixture in the community.
We can put a shovel in your hand, too.
With that, I need a motion to swear in.
I'd make a motion to swear in Karen White as our next director.
Second.
And second.
All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries 4-0. do you have the oath?
Yes, I do.
Manager Gieselin? Okay.
You have the oath. I got the chair. Grab her.
Oh, I hold it there.
I think we'll do it from the podium. We'll have Manager Gieselin swear you in.
Please raise your right hand. I'm going to say I, and then you repeat after me. I, Karen White.
I, Karen White.
Do solemnly swear.
Do solemnly swear.
Or affirm.
Or affirm.
That I will support and defend the Constitution of the United States.
That I will support and defend the Constitution of the United States.
And the Constitution of the State of California.
The Constitution of the State of California.
Against all enemies, foreign and domestic.
Against all enemies, foreign and domestic.
And I will bear true faith and allegiance to the Constitution of the United States.
And I will bear true faith and allegiance to the Constitution of the United States.
And the Constitution of the State of California.
And the Constitution of the State of California.
And I take this obligation freely.
And I take this obligation freely.
Without any mental reservations.
Without any mental reservations.
Or purpose of evasion.
Or purpose of evasion.
And that I will well and faithfully discharge the duties upon which I am about to enter.
And that I will well and faith. Single focus because the whole district.
Absolutely.
And the fact that my dad was born down on Paso Robles Street and my grandfather came in 1900 means I do have a link to Oceano.
Absolutely.
Proper.
Thank you very much, Karen.
Thank you.
We got to make a motion to adjourn.
I so moved.
Karen White has made a motion to adjourn. Do I have a second?
I think our secretary got it.
All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Good night, everybody.